None. On the run. None.
I forgot what a musical genius you are.
None.
You're our Quincy Jones.
Wendy, this broke iTunes. When this was recorded, iTunes was very much part of the culture, but this became so big, they shut it all down. Jerry Nunn is here. You know him from our segment, Nunn on the Run, where he tells us what's going on in Chicago. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you too.
You were in California concurrently with Wendy, but you guys didn't pal around together at all, huh?
No, we didn't. My schedule was packed. I don't know about you, but I just did not stop going.
I was looking on his Facebook statuses, or stat-eye, if that's what you call it. Mm-hmm. You were all over the place.
Yeah, I was trying to cover Outfest. The LGBT Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
So I did the craziest red carpet I've ever done in my life.
Who did you meet on the red carpet at Outfest?
I met like this, the one that did Jan on Saturday Night Live, when she was always like, Jan. Like
Melanie Hutsell.
Yes.
Yes.
She was there. Yeah. So I got to meet her. She's a Southerner like me, so we talked about Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. And lived here for quite a bit.
Yeah. She was great. The guy from Nightmare on Elm Street came. Robert Englund came to a later one, so I got to meet Freddy Krueger.
Oh, that's cool.
Those fans are crazy.
Yeah.
That was on a different red carpet.
Yeah.
Chris Evans.
Red from Blood.
Yes. And Chris Evans' brother, Scott Evans, is in a film, and he's like, he looks good looking like Chris Evans.
Yeah. Is this his younger brother?
It's his younger brother. Yeah.
Who's Chris Evans?
Chris Evans is Captain America. And he's the one that always stands up for gay rights, but it's because his brother is gay. So we talked about that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And Kathy Griffin, I guess, was there last night. Kristen Chenoweth was coming.
What kind of mood was Kathy Griffin in?
She looked happy with my friend that was with her last night.
Did you just see there was a big story on the internet the other day that she at some point had amassed $75 million and now they're saying she just out and out can't get a job, that nobody will hire her, and she's very upset.
Has she lost all her money?
Hasn't lost all of her money.
I mean, that's hard to lose. Still has. But
she's very despondent that at one time she was booked 2 years in advance, and now she just can't get a job. Mm. It's horrible.
Is it over the Trump thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, holding the severed head.
All
that
of
was
her
just
friends abandoned
choice.
Her. Including Anderson Cooper, who I love, but Anderson Cooper abandoned her, and other celebrity friends of hers all just said, we can't associate with you
there
anymore.
There has to be more to the story, I feel like. Well, it was kind of a stupid thing for her to do, and it wasn't funny.
No, right. But if you have friends, and maybe, it seems like maybe they would come back after, it's been a while.
You would hope, right?
So something else, feel like, is there's
Jerry,
more to
you wouldn't
it.
Do that to us if one of us took a crazy picture. You wouldn't abandon us?
No, and I haven't abandoned Kathy either.
Okay, thank you for that.
I was with her right before that happened.
All right.
So,
thank you.
So, we have great stuff to talk about in August.
Hmm. Is it going to be a big month in Chicago, August?
God, August is right around the corner.
It makes me sick.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
So we've got Lollapalooza coming next week. So I guess, have you seen them already building the stages and everything?
Columbus is
closed.
Yeah, so it's already getting crazy down there. So that's the 1st of the 4th.
Is your band going to be there this year?
I've switched bands, Wendy.
What band are you in now?
I was in a band called Not Quite As Good As Ezra, and now I'm in a band called Somali Ringwald. And we will be playing just outside of Lollapalooza, not in Lollapalooza.
Like 80s tunes, maybe?
We do a lot of Dixieland.
Oh, okay.
You surprised even yourself with that answer, didn't you? He was talking about Dixieland yesterday.
Yeah, I like
the
Dixieland.
He tried to make a band a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, he tried to have an opening theme when he thought he was going to be the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, I was in a...
Weren't you in the Dixie Chicks for a while?
For 1 week. I was in the Dixie Chicks. And
did you
like,
abandon them when they set stuff about...
No!
When they said, made the George Bush comment.
I stuck by them, but they abandoned me because I'm not a chick. And they're like, it says on the band name Dixie Chicks.
Well,
chick,
not technically.
So, well, thank you, Wendy. Nice of you.
All right.
Well, Lollapalooza is going to be... I think it's going to be great. I'm already lining up.
What's the lineup look like? Who are the big names?
Well, Ariana Grande.
She's all right.
The big one.
She
just did Coachella.
Yeah.
Childish Gambino.
I love him. Yeah.
21 Pilots.
I like most of them.
Don't even know.
18 of the 21 Pilots I enjoy very much. There's three of the Pilots I don't get at all.
And the Strokes.
Oh,
yeah.
The Strokes. Classic.
That's going to be iconic to see them.
Yeah.
The groups I want to see is AJR. I love AJR. Do you know these guys?
Who's the AJR?
Really young guys. They're
a
three
boy
brothers.
Band?
Three brothers.
Is
and their initials are AJ and R.
Oh.
That's their first initial. Oh. But they have some really,
are
really
they the
fun
new
songs.
Jonas Brothers?
They're the new They Might Be Giants.
Oh,
really?
Quirky.
Oh, then I would like that.
They're really quirky. They have a song about, like, don't take away my Legos. And they have, like, really fun, you know.
Might be just for you.
I'll go see them.
I think you would like them.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah. I'll get you some
AJR.
Of their music. AJR. They're really good live. I saw them at Mambi on the Beach before. Right. Have you heard of Francis and the Lights?
No.
See, that's why you guys have to discover some of these new people.
No, you're right.
Because he sounds like Peter Gabriel. And if you
really?
Like Peter Gabriel, you will like, you know, Francis and the Lights.
Interesting. So would he be upset one. If you said that? If you said, you know who you sound like, Peter Gabriel, would that upset him? Because a lot of guys are like, I want to be my own sound.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's...
I'll ask him. Whenever
right.
I talk to him.
All right. Don't tell him I asked.
Okay. I'll take the blame.
Your question.
I'll take the hit. You know, Casey Musgraves is
yes.
a rare...
Yeah, I love her.
A rare country person to be there.
Yeah.
So I think that'll
what
be really great.
What day is she performing? Do we know?
That's a good question. She's not doing press, so I'm kind of like...
Jerry, don't they usually have one or two country acts there or not?
It's always, very rare.
Yeah, it is? Not Lala.
Yeah,
no?
For some reason.
She's kind of a crossover. She's not
definitely
pure country.
Crossover, right. She's yeah. doing an after show at the Metro.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
What happens at those after shows?
They start very late.
It's like their bonus
they
hour.
They start at like 11 o'clock at night.
And then there's a performance?
Yes, and it can be, I mean, like Jack White did one. Like, they're the thing to get into.
Yeah.
The big thing. But they start so late. People are so exhausted from all day.
But it's like their bonus hour. Sometimes yep. Kim will even come and do the news midway through the show.
Wouldn't that be a miracle?
That'd be fun.
If I could do it for Casey Musgraves, I would do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So so that's going to be great.
Sounds like a good lineup. Who's,
yeah.
Is there a band that nobody's ever heard of that somehow you, Jerry, know that they're going to be big and they're performing at Lollapalooza? You have like some insider information?
That's a good one.
Tough.
I'm just trying to set up some people. Young Gravy.
Oh, I don't know of
Young Gravy. I'm interviewing Young Gravy. That's already set.
Tell us about Young Gravy. What are they doing?
He's a rapper.
Oh, it's a one guy? It's
yeah.
one guy?
Young, yeah. It's Y-U-N-G,
oh.
Gravy.
Oh.
So you never know. I mean, you never know. I just thought you'd get a kick out of
that's
his name.
That's a great name.
Yeah. He did a show at the Metro, and it was big.
I bet he's popular like around Thanksgiving time.
Possibly. Giblets that's, and gravy?
Yeah, they're working together.
Yeah. So I think that's what it's about, is discovering new artists and things like that.
Sure.
So it's a good time to be down in the park.
It's fun to go because there's no overcrowding and nobody's sweaty.
Right.
That's the best thing about Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
You know, I worry about these young kids that go, seriously, because it's just all day and it's usually
yeah.
so hot.
Yeah.
And there are a
and
lot of emergency room visits.
They said it's the most emergency
yeah.
room visits they have.
I'm sure doctors at Northwestern are probably
they're ready.
Just
yep.
hate this weekend.
I bet.
It's a lot for them.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So we have some other music festivals coming. Market Days in Boys Town,
mm-hmm.
of course, is a big one. Big numbers there. So
at Market Days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was like 750,000 one
did
year.
Did they really do that many?
Yeah, because people come from all over. And
yeah.
It's the biggest, I think it's the biggest street festival we have.
Wow. Impressive.
So
who will be there? Any big names?
Sheila E. is going to be there.
Sheila Escovedo, Wendy.
Yes. Are you into her?
I think she's awesome.
Yeah.
She's good.
She's never stopped performing. She yeah. plays those drums like yeah. nobody's business.
Glamorous Life was mm-hmm. at her hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bump, 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 bump,
yeah.
Bump. She's a great drummer.
You and I interviewed her once. Do you
yes,
remember that?
Yes, I do.
She
yeah.
was great.
She's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
a big friend and loved Prince.
Prince.
Yeah.
Mm. So Jake Shears from the Scissor Sisters is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're into him. But that's August 10th and 11th in Boys Town.
That's Market Days.
Market Days.
I want to check
one?
That out one year.
Mm.
Can I mention something?
Yes.
Yes, Jasmine.
Our cheer team will be there. Chicago Spirit Brigade.
Mm-hmm. I had a feeling.
Jasmine's going to work there.
You're going to be at the market?
Yeah, Market Days.
Okay.
Jasmine and Sheila E. One low ticket price.
Yes.
Shameless plug.
I think it's a $10 donation. What right. a bargain.
Right.
And then...
they always said they'd never work together, Jerry, and here they are working together again. Good
there
for you,
go.
Jasmine.
Yeah. And good Jazz will be taking some donations herself.
Yes.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. North Coast Music Festival.
What's that?
It's kind of like towards the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Riot Fest is actually the last one. But North Coast is, they do a lot of, this year they're doing a lot of EDM acts, like the music, dance music
mm-hmm.
stuff. So like Bass Nectar, Major Lazer. I don't know if you're into Major Lazer is really good.
You like Major Lazer, Wendy?
I feel like you're speaking a foreign language every time you come up.
Major
here.
Lazer Major is what Lazer. I do to my skin.
I'm trying to think what he dated Katy Perry. The lead singer's very
oh, okay.
I mean, the lead DJ is very good looking.
Yeah.
So that's it's in a new location though. It's kind of noteworthy. Huntington Bank Pavilion, August 30th and 31st.
Are you into EDM electronic dance music if you don't dance?
Yeah, can you just sit back and watch it and not dance?
It can get a little tiresome, but I cover those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's some Broadway stuff coming up. Bernadette Peters I talked to this
Love
week.
Bernadette Peters.
One night,
it's
right?
It's two.
One night only. Yeah. August 17th Peters. In Aurora at the Paramount.
She used to be married to Major Lazer. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. I thought they just dated.
No, mm-hmm. they were married. When he
so was it was
in
a treat.
Service.
I've never talked to her. Have you guys talked to her before?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time, and I thought she was going to be like a diva, like Patti LuPone. I mean, this woman's been
in
Broadway
everything.
Forever.
Yeah.
And she was not. She was like a hard worker. Like, she prepares for everything.
Really?
I asked her like a demand for the green room, and she said hot water for her tea.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's not scandalous.
She went crazy on you.
Yeah.
You know, I was mad at her for a long time, Bernadette Peters. Do you know why?
Why?
Because she was on a special 2 or 3 episode arc of All in the Family, and she had an affair with Mike Stivic when he and Gloria were very happily married, but there was a 3-episode arc where he had an affair with Bernadette Peters, and she was so good that I was mad at her for a while.
Oh.
Do you know TV and real life are two different
I'm
things?
I'm learning that now, but at the time I did not know. I did not know that.
And
at
am
the
time. I confusing her with Madeleine Kahn with It's Two, It's yes. Two? But didn't Bernadette Peters also have some kind of
she
a sweet
spoke
little,
a little yeah, she
Betty
had that,
Boopy kind of way, too?
No question
yeah,
about
she
it.
She has an accent. Yeah. yeah.
Wait, but she was in The Jerk, right?
She was.
Bernadette Peters was
yeah.
at
we
the
talked
time
about it.
Romantically involved with Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Naven Johnson.
Yeah. So I'm excited about seeing her.
That was his name in The Jerk.
Oh.
You are full of trivia.
That's the only reason Major Lazer holds up. Hangs out with
you. You're never going to forget Major Lazer. He should be paying you.
I know.
I went to this Teatro Zinzini thing. Have you heard about this?
What is that, Jerry?
Was it cool?
So it's Love, Chaos, and Dinner. It's a 4-course meal and an acrobat show. It's right down the street here at...
you don't have to do the acrobatic stuff, do you?
You get to watch it.
Oh, well, okay. They like you to be interactive. Like, they do pull people up out of the audience.
Oh, do you like when they do that? I don't like that.
I thought this show did well with improv, dealing with the audience. And
yeah,
I thought they were very funny with it.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's kind of Vegas. It reminded me a lot of Vegas because it's like, kind of almost like a Cirque show.
Yeah.
And the food is by Goddess and the Grocer.
Oh,
great.
So because it's Stephanie Izzard. Is that her name?
No, this is...
she's the goat.
Oh.
And it's Izzard.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Eh.
I'm wrong on
that.
I've
curly
run
black
three
hair.
Times in that sentence.
They both are women owners with curly black hair. Maybe that counts. So
Rich Melman, I meant.
Oh. this is Wednesday through Sunday, and they're even doing a brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Cocktails start at 6. It's a 2.5-hour show, so just be ready. It's
Jerry,
on
I just got a text from Major Lazer. He said he and I are no longer friends.
What?
I don't know why. I don't know what happened there.
Oh my god!
Because I said Stephanie Izzard wrong.
Yeah. Move over to Young Gravy. Stephanie Izzard likes Young Gravy.
I'm going to.
Maybe I'll bring Young Gravy into the studio.
Kim, good one.
So this is the 14th floor at the Cambria Hotel on 32 West Randolph Street. It's next to the Niederlander.
Oh,
you know, theater next door to that, and it's going through September 29th. And tickets are at zinzini.com.
So is it
out,
truly outdoor with the tent? Or
no, it's an indoor Belgian mirrored tent.
Oh,
so it's like
nice.
Like circus. There's a band. Food. The food was really good. I was impressed with her menu.
Speaking of circus tents, which I rarely start a sentence with, but
okay.
Did you see that thing that was in Orland Park 2 weeks ago where it was like some macabre circus set up in Orland Park and they wouldn't let kids in? There was a big deal because all these kids came. They wanted to see this and they're like, oh, no. This is adults only.
I saw it.
Did you see it, Jazz?
Yeah.
You didn't see the show, though, did you?
It was like a devil themed show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where was this?
In Orland Park. The golf capital of the world.
Seems odd that the devil would play golf.
Well, it's relaxing. It's a very relaxing sport.
Really? The nun, you know, meets the devil. I should have been out there.
Yeah.
Classic battle.
Next year.
All right.
So, speaking of suburbs.
Yes.
The Wizard World's coming back.
To Rosemont.
We love a good Wizard World.
I like Wizard World.
Mm-hmm. That's August 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I'm going to meet Jason Momoa. I'm going to be tackling Aquaman.
You will never be back. You're going to just tackle. You're going to stay glued to him.
Take back. Yeah,
Lisa Bonet will hit you with her handbag.
No
made
one's
going to
know who's who, Jerry.
Do I look like Jason?
You look a lot like Jason Momoa.
I'm so built, you know. I mean, I'm just
you'll
a
confuse
muscle.
Him when he sees you.
I know.
How can this be? I'm looking
brother.
At myself.
His brother or something. So he's going to be there. You know, Henry Winkler is going to be there. The Fonz.
Yes.
George Wendt's going to be there.
Norm.
He's a really nice guy. You guys have talked to him.
Yeah.
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 He's a good guy.
He was almost Aquaman. Mm. They gave it to Momoa at the last minute, but it was going to be George Wendt.
Sure. Okay. So,
wouldn't that have been a great movie?
No.
No?
It would have been funny.
Yeah, I know.
We got some Ravinia shows coming up.
Ravinia's rocking it, man.
Yeah. They got some good acts
Who's
that I
left?
Think you'll like. Ringo Starr and the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
August 3rd and 4th.
Don't need to go now. Thanks for ruining it.
And then we got Sarah McLachlan's going to be there. And Sting is going to be there.
Wendy, you winced at Sarah McLachlan. She's got
no,
the voice of an angel.
I winced at you going,
Sarah McLachlan. I think she's got a beautiful voice.
She does.
I heard her there once before.
Did
she
you?
Great.
She did a nice
very
job.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. I saw her at the, what was the women's festival? Lilith Fair.
Oh, yeah.
That's
she was there.
I saw her, yeah. So those will be, tickets are at ravinia.org if people want to look at the schedule and see who's all coming. But
will they do an in memoriam segment so that she can sing a beautiful, poignant song?
I know. Or have some animals on stage.
Yeah, yes. Poor puppies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so let's see. What else we got?
Put me down for two tickets for that one, Jerry.
Okay.
You sold me on that
one. I'll
get
you on the list.
All right.
Six Flags. Did you guys see the new ride at Six Flags that I was doing the video?
The roller coaster?
Jeff Hoover and Marcus Lachat go on it together.
A bunch of us went up there.
Yeah, I saw your video, too.
How scary is it?
It was... You know, I wasn't as scared as I thought I would be.
No?
Because it's not got the big steep hill that you get nervous about when you're going up to the top and then the big drop.
Yeah.
It just blasts you.
Starts from 0 to 75.
Wow.
78 miles
an
hour.
But you turn upside down, right?
Because
I can't. I can't. Yeah.
You don't want to go upside down?
I just can't.
It's over so fast. It's called Max Steel.
It's a real quick ride, right? It's less than a
quick.
Minute long, right?
Very quick. Yeah.
It could still give you a heart attack.
Sure.
Yeah. It was fast. At 5 in the morning, too. We were there at 5 in the morning.
Jeez, that's a wake up.
It was. It was better than
How many
times
do you go upside down?
Oh, I thought it was at least 3. Maybe it was 6.
I don't need to go upside down anymore. I've been upside down.
It's so fast. I like you, upside down. You can't even count it so fast. It's really, really crazy.
As you get older, you fall a lot. You'll be upside down. So you try to stay upright as best as possible.
Right.
Yeah. We got George Lopez coming August 23rd to the Chicago Theater.
Oh.
That'll be a good show.
He's always really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a fun guy.
Yeah.
So I bet you guys could get him in here.
You want to do that, Wendy? Yeah. You want to talk to George Lopez?
Sure. He's always a good interview.
Yeah.
Really, really nice guy.
Didn't he take a kidney, though, from his wife and then divorce her, like, the next day or
That's
something?
That's what we could open with.
We'll ask him right out of the
Bring that up.
There you go.
Where'd you get that kidney, George? Oh, long story. I don't
he's pretty
that
funny.
Right
I mean,
he's very
I'm
funny,
not saying that
but
he's
I think
a great
once
guy.
Somebody gives you a kidney, you should be nice to them. That's
sure.
always been
at least
my...
for a week.
For at least a week.
Yeah, but if it's not working out, you know, it's like you stay together because of the kids. You can't stay together because of the kidney.
Right.
You should needlepoint that on a pillow. Stay together for the kids, not the kidneys.
That's good. That's catchy.
See, Bill takes it to that one extra step. That's
or a bumper
why we're
sticker.
A great little combo.
Yes.
That's a bumper those sticker if I've
sell.
Ever seen one.
I'm going to sell those out in front of the Chicago Theater when he's performing.
Totally. And you're debuting a new, what is it, a new column?
Yeah, a new segment where I can separate.
Ooh. What's it called?
It's called the Flying Nun.
Jerry, that's weird because your last name is Nun.
Yeah.
That worked out nicely.
Where can we read this? What is it about?
It is on nunontherun.com, and I'm just starting it off. I'm going to have all my travel articles kind of in one area,
oh.
so I don't get buried with everything else.
Wendy is playing the theme from The Flying Nun, and I could tell you what's happening on the screen. I'm not watching it, but this is where Sister Betrayal, Sally Field, is pretending to fly, and she's adjusting her habit because of the wind as she's flying.
Oh. Yes, here's Carlos.
Oh, he was good.
He was very handsome.
Like but you're nunontherun.com, N-U-N-N, right?
Yes.
Double N.
Yes,
so people know.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gosh, I should have worn the habit today. I have multiple habits. A lot
well,
of bad
exciting.
Habits.
That's exciting. A summer habit versus a winter habit?
I have a sparkly habit.
Ooh.
A disco habit. I got a rainbow habit that I wear for
Pride. For red carpet.
So is Riot Fest still in August, or does that go to September?
No, we're going
to
talk about that next time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I want to go this year, I think.
Yeah.
Can you bring Wendy, Jerry?
Yeah.
We trust you.
I can get my own tickets
and
stuff.
But it would be more fun to go with Jerry, wouldn't it?
I can't keep up with him if you don't know the truth.
I'll be running around.
I know.
Yeah, that's one that's more to see the shows and not as many interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really fun.
Jerry,
we'll talk about that.
Oh, you got one more?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you about tonight.
What's
tonight? So I'm judging a singing contest at the one at 115 Bourbon Street, which is supposed to be this great venue I've never been to. Have you been there?
I've been there, yes.
I heard it's big that a lot of people come to these things.
It's huge.
In Chicago?
It's not in Chicago. It's like Marionette.
In Marionette Park.
Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit of a drive. But these people, they compete every week and they can win $10,000 on the finals.
Wow.
So this, the theme for tonight, listen to this one.
Yes.
It's show tunes, Broadway show tunes.
Oh.
So I'm like, of course they thought of me.
That's awesome.
It's like a total, everyone's going to be straight there and be like, show tunes. I'll be like singing Barbara.
Oh, great. Good.
So, yeah.
And there's still seating available. The public can get in if they want to.
I heard it's huge. Yeah. The show starts at 8 and the finale is August 16th.
Great to see you, Jerry. Thank you so much for stopping by. It's Jerry
Thanks
Nunn from
me.
Nunn on the Run. Thanks for being here. And Kim, thank you for hanging out.
Thank
Wendy
you.
And I will say goodbye to you next. Stick around, Bill and Wendy WGN.